Hi, this is Nina at XPO Logistics. May I have your account number to pull your order, please?
One second. What is your account number?
Your account number to pull your account?
Where would I find that?
You said where would you find it?
Yes.
On the invoice.
I had a call from XPO to return the call, and that's what I did. So I'm just asking, where would I find the account number?
It would be on your invoice. Allow me to look it up by your phone number.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's the phone number you're calling in on?
It is indeed, yes.
Okay, and what appliance are we installing?
Installing or delivering? I believe you're delivering the cooktop to me from Samsung.
Samsung?
Yes.
No, ma'am. This is XPO. We install kitchen appliances for the store, not Samsung.
For which store?
For two different stores.
Correct. But which store are you working with?
Home Depot or Best Buy.
Okay. So I bought a cooktop, a Samsung cooktop from Home Depot. Oh, no. Actually, I bought it from Wayfair. Are you plumbing as well?
Yes, our technician does do replace valves if it's not in the wall or in the basement.
Okay, I'm not really sure what you're installing for me. I'm going through a process with Home Depot of having a worktop countertop installed. And I believe the day after the countertops are put in, a plumber is coming to put in the faucet and reconnect the dishwasher. Would that be what you're trying to coordinate?
A dishwasher install?
Not an install. I already have one, and it will have to be reconnected after they put the countertop in.
That's install.
Is that what you call install? It's not a new one. It's the current one.
I mean, it's not a hookup. If they're taking it out of a spot and then putting it back in it.
I don't believe they're moving it. Why would they have to move it?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just listening to what you're
saying. I don't know either. I'm sorry. I received a call from XPO for me to call them back. And I really don't know who you are.
Oh, okay. So it is. Okay. This says. It doesn't have a name, but it has an order number. I mean, a PO number. Let me open it up. Bear with me.
Thank you.
This says Sharon McCoy.
That's me. That's me.
And this is a Home Depot order. Verify your delivery address and email, please.
And my address is 26822 Wingdown Drive, Wesley Chapel, 33544. And my email is sharonmccourt112@gmail.com.
And this is for a measure.
A measure for what?
It doesn't, let's see.
That was canceled a long time ago. A measure for a cooktop was canceled a long time ago because you didn't have it in stock. And so we canceled it.
Okay, it says that, let me read the notes. It says on the 9th. I see it says on the March 3rd, customer calling in to call in the store to cancel order. The order was canceled and a message was sent through the system to XPO from Home Depot COS informing of the cancellation. There was no need to go to the customer's home.
And so why then are you contacting me again, is the question.
Because it says unable to complete.
I don't know. It must be something in your paperwork and connecting the dots that there's a...
So no pre-measure. I'm just going to cancel this out.
Yeah, I have. It was something that I had wanted correct, and I had made the arrangements for the person to come and pre-measure. And then when we were going to get the item, it wasn't available to be delivered, so we canceled the measure.
Okay, so is it delivered now? So are you? Do you still need the measure now?
No, no, no. I have got the I've got a similar product elsewhere. But Home Depot is still doing the countertop for me. They just couldn't get the stovetop for me. And it's all been measured, and the fabricator's been out, and they're installing on the 6th of April. And then a plumber is coming on the 7th of April.
Because you shouldn't have gotten a call because it says pending client reschedule.
I don't know, my friend. You know your systems better than I do. I don't know why I'm getting the call. I just returned. I just said XPO return the call, and I did. I thought it was to do with the plumber.
Okay, I'll send this over to our regional office so and let them know that you're still receiving. And it doesn't even say that you call, that we call you, or pre-call you.
Just 10 minutes ago. And I returned the call and I was waiting and they told me to press 1 and then press 3. Instead of waiting, they would return my call.
It must be another order then. Another PL. I'm going to put your phone number in. Give me one moment. I need to...
I actually have just received an email from XPO. It's time to schedule your Samsung on Friday, March 6/09, logistics. Logistics is the XPO logistics is the designated delivery from your Samsung order. We are ready to schedule your delivery. I've just received that now on email. So I definitely don't want that canceled because that's really important for me to come.
Okay, that
it.
Sounds like home delivery. I'm going to give you the home delivery number. And
in fact, I have another number in this email, 800-883-4593.
No, ma'am. 855-528-3467. That's Home Depot
Non-install. Okay. Okay. But this delivery from my Samsung is coming from Wayfair. I bought it. But it's with XPO Logistics who's delivering it. Did you say you were XPO?
Yes, but I'm the complex install.
Yeah,
and we have a measure for you.
Yeah, no idea. It's a little bit about Peter and Paul not talking to each other. I have no idea. I just returned a call based on what I received tonight to return a call. But I will call up the logistics and see what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I'm just sorry that we've created this confusion. I'm sorry for you as well.
Oh, I'm going to try to document the pre-order. I mean, the order that I have, so they'll have some kind of clarification.
Well, you have a nice evening.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. Bye-bye.
Bye.